The world is literally on fire! And more on this week's China News Headlines. Welcome to China Uncensored. I'm Chris Chappell. And welcome to 2026. This week has been 13 years long. I swear, there's been like five historic events happening a day. The U.S. capture of Maduro in Venezuela on Saturday? That feels like ancient history. So much is happening that stories that once would have been huge news are just little blips on the radar. A Japanese nuclear official lost a work phone with confidential data on it during a personal trip to China? Once upon a time, that would have been big news. But, oh wait, the U.S. is trying to buy Greenland. And that's a perfect example of what's going on. There's all these major events going on, and they might all seem disconnected, but they aren't. They're all about China. Greenland is about keeping Arctic sea lanes from falling under Russian and Chinese control, while gaining access to Greenland's resources, including oil, rare earth minerals, and uranium. You see, what a lot of people don't realize, because YouTube is suppressing China Uncensored, is that China, long ago, declared war on the U.S. The CCP's goal is to topple the U.S. as the world's superpower and replace it. Was capturing Maduro an act of war? You bet it was. It ripped Venezuela from the grip of the CCP. It was one of America's first real attempts to fight back against CCP influence in the Western Hemisphere. China, of course, has condemned the move, putting out some awesome propaganda art saying the U.S. violates international law. And just like that, the CCP cares about international law and territorial rights. Call it what you want, the Don Roe Doctrine, MAGAFest Destiny. When you understand that this is war with China, everything starts to make sense. Do I sound crazy? Crazy like a fox, maybe. I'm running on very little sleep and a lot of coffee. Here's an example. China is banning rare earth exports to Japan. Rare earths are vital to a whole host of modern technology, but especially military technology. And after Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi said if China invaded Taiwan, Japan would fight on behalf of Taiwan, the CCP is cutting the supply. And according to CNN, in 2024, Japan imported 63% of its rare earths from China. But hey, maybe the U.S. buys Greenland, gets their rare earths, and sells it to Japan. It's all connected. I'm not crazy! I just have a case of anti-communist fervor. Speaking of, in response to protests in Minnesota, agitated and organized by large networks of communists and leftist extremists, James Lindsay says we should enforce the Communist Control Act. And speaking of protests against the capture of Maduro,
hands off Venezuela!
Hands off Venezuela!
That was a protest from the People's Forum. The People's Forum has long been financed by Neville Roy Singham. And Singham, shall we say, has interesting ties to the CCP. It's all connected. Meanwhile, China continues to, coincidentally, buy land near sensitive U.S. military sites. According to an exclusive Daily Caller report, a CCP intel official owns two golf clubs flanking a U.S. nuclear missile nerve center. The official, named Eugene Ji, is an American citizen. But he's held several Chinese government positions, including serving as an official for, you guessed it, the United Front Work Department, the CCP's most prolific influence operations organization. Ji's daughter manages the two golf courses, which are very close to Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana, which hosts Air Force Global Strike Command, which controls all of the U.S.'s ICBMs and nuclear bombers. So yeah, I guess both the Air Force and the golfers will have to be wary of bogeys. A lot of coffee, very little sleep. One advisory board member with State Armor, a nonprofit focused on countering the CCP, says, "We spend billions of dollars on our bomber fleet. Chinese agents spend pennies on the dollar to put them in the crosshairs." Literally and figuratively, this move by the CCP is par for the course. Ah. A Chinese consulate security guard in Los Angeles pepper sprayed people celebrating Maduro's capture and then was promptly arrested for assault. The CCP predictably condemned the arrest of the security guard because, don't you know, only China is allowed to abuse protesters for no reason and act against foreign leaders. Like when, according to Czech intelligence, China planned to crash a car into Taiwan Vice President-elect Xiaobi Kim during her 2024 visit to Czechia. But I get it, the CCP is sore from the whole Venezuela thing. First off, Chinese-made military radar seemed to have failed during the US raid on Venezuela. The product made in China was a piece of crap? I mean always. The JY-27A radar was supposed to be capable of detecting stealthy American F-35s and F-22s from 150 miles away. Clearly, that didn't happen. A senior Taiwanese defense official pointed out that the operation proved that the U.S. military retains its technological edge over any advancements that the PLA has made. And considering that Taiwan gets most of its military training and equipment from Washington, it's obvious why Taiwan is bragging. But while China might indeed remain inferior to the U.S. when it comes to military matters, we can't get complacent. Or like a Chinese radar, we won't see what's coming. Then on top of that, according to a Reuters report, Venezuelan oil shipments to China stopped immediately after Maduro was captured, but have continued to the U.S. thanks to Chevron. As crazy as this past week has been, at least we can all take solace in knowing that the oil companies are very, very happy. On top of that, according to ABC News, Trump has demanded that Venezuela kick out China and Russia and partner only with the U.S. on oil. In fact, American and Venezuelan officials are even in talks to reroute millions of barrels of Venezuelan crude from China to the U.S. And according to White House sources, an agreement was reached that previously sanctioned Venezuelan oil will be indefinitely shipped to the U.S. The U.S. is about to get more crude than a Louis C.K. special. Before everything went down, China was the world's biggest importer of Venezuelan oil. But don't worry, the CCP can still get lots of oil from Iran. Oh wait, it looks like the Iranian regime is on the verge of collapse. 2026 has been a long week. People have spotted stickers with Trump's face and the message, "Trump, Iran is waiting for you." Seems like the people of Iran might want that Venezuela treatment. And at least some in China would like that too. This video has been making the rounds on Chinese social media after Maduro's detainment. It's a reel of American bombers set to the song, "Beijing Welcomes You," basically inviting the US to come to China and make off with CCP leaders. I hope the original poster is doing okay. But the U.S. might be getting a lot more bombers since Trump increased the military budget to $1.5 trillion. War with China, I'm telling you. And China has told tech companies to halt NVIDIA H200 chip orders. You might remember President Trump's controversial decision to allow NVIDIA to sell these chips to China to help the U.S. make money, because Greenland ain't gonna buy itself. Well, it seems like the CCP might want its tech companies to purchase chips domestically. Seems they don't want to rely on the U.S. for vital resources. Maybe a good lesson for the U.S. to learn in case there's some kind of war. This is going to be a very busy year for me, I can tell. Please, help me afford coffee. I'll need it to stay on top of all this. Subscribe to my exclusive website, China Uncensored TV. Just click here or the link below. Once again, I'm Chris Chappell. See you next time.